and in front of us. But here, our cows wouldn't have phallic faces like this and moods, you know. And now I found that paper the other day, and when I have that meeting here, I told them I'm not going to read out very high spiritual things, but I'm going to read the practical little things that Baba said. Because, you know, it's so easy sort of to, oh, so walk for the half a yard above the ground and you know, think of, stand on your feet and in everyday life think of Baba, and having moods is too many moods. It's also ego. It's the ego. And I found, because you see, as I'm not intellectual, but if I want to make something clear to somebody, so I found those things which I was telling her in that letter. I found them again in those things from Third After.
Mm-hmm. And you what?
Krimis. Baba gave me Krimis to read when I was ill that I could, you know, do
Krimis.
Means, you know, these criminal stories.
Oh, right. Mystery stories.
Mystery stories, yeah. And Woodhouse. Baba liked Woodhouse very much. It was, fun. Mm-hmm. And he used to give me those. He didn't give me the Bhagavad Gita or these spiritual stuff that anybody wrote. Although I don't say one shouldn't read it. I don't say. But one mustn't put the main thing on that. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous.
Yeah, this was, that Darshan program in Maribor in October 54.
Mm-hmm. But I thought it, I don't know, I felt that it was very good. And so I took it with me and then it's strange. It struck people. Mm-hmm. It had some reaction. Nice. I mean, I don't want to be reassured. At that time I was working and I had to have my nephews from Germany because they had to flee from Russian zone. And so I couldn't leave them alone at home. I had to take them with me. And then Baba, the younger one, Baba liked very much. And he was the little night watchman of Baba. Or Cody. Yeah, so you see, now Heidi didn't remember. And Arend doesn't remember. And Gisela doesn't know. She doesn't remember.
Yeah.
So I immediately, you see, then I don't feel shy to correct if I think, not because it's my nephew, but I felt we must say the things which happened.
Yeah.
So I wrote that down. And you know, the other day he was here. He is now a landscape gardener, like Toby Mertens is that also. And he has now children. His elder boy is already 18, older than when he was with Baba. And he wrote in this guest book, where I also would like you to write, he wrote in that John Baba... No, he was never with her.
No, not really.
No, they only had the marriage, but because the relations wanted it. But because I was at that marriage, you know. And but I think this... because they wanted it, but I think, of course, she might be nice, but she wouldn't have been a match for a rich
woman. No.
Not at all. It's just a family one thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why.
Yes. Well, but maybe Baba had turned the key for some reason. It's very nice. But that was really hard for you. You know, sometimes here it's a little bit, because it's wood.
Yeah.
Now sometimes we hear a little bit from them, but it doesn't matter because, you know, they are so nice, such nice people.
No, it doesn't matter.
But this is very nice.
Yeah.
And you now just finished your doctorate, and you for general medicine. I was very active and I'm very energetic if I'm a little bit well, and that is you. My gross body probably gets too dominant, and you don't if you are too. Energetic and too working, then you should also calm down a little bit. And I think that's whenever I was ill, first thing I wasn't afraid. I don't like to have pains. That I don't like. But who likes that? But I mean, I was never afraid of dying because I thought, well, Baba is near. Mm-hmm. Or also when I was ill here, people couldn't understand. But how can you be afraid? I always think those religious people, they say they love Christ and everything, and when they could go home to God or so, then they are scared. And they don't, and then also you see people, they always say they love God, but they don't obey, they don't ask that I will do your will. I mean, in our religion, it says, your will be, whatever your will is, not mine. But people, they pray and they do this and all that, but they don't really, they are afraid to die, but then they don't love if they are afraid. And they don't say, I will accept your will. And I think these two things, which in the Christian church, they don't obey. They say it, but they don't understand it and they don't follow it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know if that's right, but I think if anything happens to us, either we through going through something we learn, or we eliminate some scars, I don't know. But I don't think that it's if you don't obey, Baba, it's not that he punished you in that way, but he knew that if you don't obey, this and this would happen to you. Mm-hmm. Only one thing I think in there, if we go around visiting other masters, and Baba said not to, that I think is something, I mean, to a tomb, that's different. Because that's different. But if we go to Master, he might tell us anything and then we get into conflict whom to obey. And I think that many also don't realize that they shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if once you believe in Baba, then I think it's a misbelief if you go and run to all other different Masters, because once you have found your, I mean, like now you are married, you have found your wife. Now, if you would go running around other wives, that's no good. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's now on our level, but if on a level of if you have found Baba and love Baba, then some people say, oh, we have to, it's interesting to like an instruction. But I said, how do you know? Do you need any other instruction if you really firmly believe in Baba? But some people say they don't like me if I say that.
No, that's good.
That's good.
And anyway, there's no who else other master compares to Baba? No one.
No, no. And I mean, we know that, and you see, it's when you think, it then that's why I think all these young people now. When I saw these young people also in Myrtle Beach and other places, and also this Anne Moran, who only went to India to bring a present to somebody, mm-hmm. and you know how now she's like, mm-hmm. because we couldn't leave her alone; mm-hmm. she couldn't speak German, and then the letters Kitty used to write to me, which part
you
of
sent those to Kitty.
Copies only.
Ah, that's good.
No, otherwise it's lost, you know. I know how sweet Kitty is, but I know also what a muddle she has.
Yeah.
He's always having had it muddled. So, I mean, so I only sent copies to her. I sent no originals. Because otherwise, if I need it myself.
Yeah.
No, because I don't have it. I think I will relieve you of these plates, then you don't have such full plates in front of you. Each had our own.
No, but in case, suppose, you know, you forget and
yes.
it
oh, but that's
together.
Nice. I know. I didn't know.
Yeah, it
I never
mix,
knew that it was my
together,
name.
Then they, easily they can find your plate.
You always lost your own.
And you know this, from before it becomes marble, it is this soapstone, you know,
yeah.
The talcum, like powder. And this is, and you know, they say this is Brahma because Brahma has, I could never forget. And you see, that's why I say when people say, oh, you poor thing, you were ill. But at that time, I had really time to think about everything. And you see, sometimes I also, when I have friends, I wear saris.
Did you?
Yes,
wear saris?
Yes, but those I brought from India, only one I still have because the others all, they were broken. But sorry, there was once the Indian ambassador in Bern. Mm. You know, really, especially wanted, not just by accident,
mm-hmm.
and only the last one came, not ordered, what you could say.
Mm.
But then, before I was born, my father was so anxious. He bought a new house, bigger house for a family, and my mother went to holiday on the near Solduno, a little further down, but on that same lake, because my father wanted her to be well and do everything, and everything was done wonderful so that everything should go well with that child, because they were sad of having lost the other one. And then I was born, and I was so sturdy and well and everything. And it seems very jolly from childhood. So as soon as I could, I used to smile. And then at three, but of course children don't smile so quickly, but still I was a gay child. And then somebody came and they showed our house. And they didn't say, and that child had whooping cough. And I was just over 3 months old. And the child coughed at me, and I got it. And then I was very, very ill. Both lungs got weak and the heart something. All, and they said, the doctor we had in the house said, next town. They had to turn me upside down a bit. I used to get blue, almost suffocate. And they said, the doctor said, there are two doctors we have for the house. He said, oh, also we come there, and the next time she has an attack, she'll die. She suffocate. She won't live. And then grandmother of the cousin who gives me the cars, she said, look here, why don't you ask for the first professor from the hospital from Zurich? You live there and you have enough money. You can spend that money for that. So why don't you do that? And they fetched that professor. He was a bold. And he said, this child, if you do everything I order you, this child won't die. She has such a vitality. And my mother prayed. And I have that diary she used to write till I was about 4 or 5 years old. And there she writes, prays sort of as to her, that if please... let me have this child, let us keep this child, and we will dedicate it to you. You see, when I was young, everybody thought I would be the first one to get married, and oh, you know, because I like children and everything, to have a home and a family. And you see, she didn't know what she wrote, because I had to go to Baba afterwards. I was lucky to go. But and you see, that time, he said, you have to give her milk, your own milk, and if you don't have your own, you have to hire a woman. But you see, my mother, when she with the other, she had enough milk, she always used to give free of charge to women who were ill and couldn't give milk to the babies. She used to free of charge give the surplus milk. And so when I was there, she had enough milk. If she would have been mean before and, you know, only give that, then it would have gone back.
Yeah.
But as she always gave the surplus to needy women or needy children without of charge, not charge because it was, you could sell it very expensive, but she would never do a thing like this. Excuse me. So she gave us, and when that child died, she also still took on another child just to give milk. So, for this, she was repaid. I was to have only mother's milk and for rather long. And she had it for me. And they had to empty two rooms and no dust and everything. And he said, for the night, I send you a nurse. And when I was 1 year old, I could walk. And I was like this. But you see, I only tell you this, that my mother said, we will dedicate this child to God. So you see, although the things looked that I would be in a normal life, you know, get married and have children. And I liked household and cooking also when I was quite small and with my dolls. And I liked everything a little bit luxurious and so. But you see, but it wasn't meant to.
Yeah.
But you see, my mother made that promise and I was kept alive. So, and then so that's why when I wanted to go to India, they wouldn't say no. Because, you see, from here, a relatively young girl to let her go to India, and then when I stayed longer, they were agreed. And, you know, that's what I tell you. When we were in Solduno, mm-hmm. my father had died when I was in India, just that year when I kept silence, mm-hmm. in 40, 41. Mm-hmm. And when we were in Solduno, my mother was after me. She had all degrees, but she never worked before. You know, she married, and she had her degrees, but she never went in to earn money. Also before when she was engaged, she made all her exams. But then afterwards, when my father died, she thought she would like to use her diplomas. And then also at that time, it was war afterwards in Germany, and my sister with her children, they had bad times in Germany. And so she thought if then I could also help them. And she became a teacher after she was 53, after my father. And then she was giving summer school for the high school girls in the mountains. And you know, Baba especially went from Solduno to Locarno, over to Lugano and over to the Maloja Pass to Maloja. And I have the photos where Gaver was there, Mera, that was after the accident. And Baba especially came up there, and my mother had to just go a certain distance. And my mother especially went for the trip. Of course, I had also other reasons to go and see my mother. And I had to order in a hotel a separate room and spend separate food because Baba's jaw was still very sore, you know, he couldn't chew well. And we drove there. Baba met my mother. I mean, that Baba went to her
incredible.
I think this is, you see, she, and you know, when you see her photo, also, although she was not in that intellectual spiritual, but also, but she has a very good, she has something very good in her face.
Had she met Baba before?
Yes, she had met Baba before I had met Baba. Mm. You see, my father went once or twice, and then afterwards my mother went every time. Mm. And she also went always to the meetings to Hedy Mertens.
Mm.
Of course, here she was old, but no, this was soon.
She looks nice.
Yes, no, she has, you know, she had a very pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is what.
Only her hair is gray, otherwise.
White, she was.
Like a,
no, she had. She it was so anything. White, shining. You know, it wasn't like some people have such dull hair when they're old, but it was white and shining. No, she. I think she has a very good face.
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Only here, about 6 months later, she died from this place. No, but I mean, Barbara, of course, Barbara has always many reasons. He can combine. But still, he went there and met my mother.
Yeah.
And I think this is something, I mean, I feel happy about that.
Yeah.
And in the letters, you see also, Mani and Mera met her. So they always send also greetings to...
Was that the time that there's a film taken?
I think there was a film taken.
Charmian was there?
Yes. And you see...
There's a short film of Mera and Gohan them walking out of a hotel and getting into the car and Mera's wearing a bandage or something.
Yes. But, you know, there is a film...
Inside of a restaurant?
Yes.
Must be the same time.
Yes, I have some photos from that time also.
Okay, I'd like to see that tomorrow.
Yes. No, and I think that's... Phyllis Frederick wrote to me. There was a film also... As she said, from 52, where I was also on it.
Yeah, holding the rabbit.
Oh, there, yes. That rabbit which one of...
that holding the rabbit, she?
Mm.
God, she looks much different.
Well, one well, was Charmian Deuce, and then you...
Yes, but you see, I was also younger at that time. This is now 29 years ago. Imagine, it's 52 now, 81.
That time, I was born. 29 years
she
ago.
She was born in 52
exactly.
Also.
Oh, you were born in 52?
Yeah.
Oh.
Same time.
Yes. Ava. And the date, but no name. And I wrote with a typewriter. Mm-hmm. So that Baba shouldn't know who it was. Mm. And then I got that thing back with his lover sign, underline, and his signature. That means he's the lover, not I. I still have it, you know, I can even show it to you. And isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the lover, not I was young. But you see, if Baba tells you, after the year was over, I didn't want to talk again because I thought it was so wonderful. You know, because you could control yourself more. You save energy from talking, takes a lot of energy. Right. And moreover, also, you feel what you hear yourself, your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And you learn to control your thoughts better because when you talk, you don't always, you are not aware of what you're thinking aside and you let your thoughts come and go. But when you don't talk, the thoughts are really like a picture, like a film in front. Mm-hmm. And then one gets to know oneself much better and one also lets to control more because then the thoughts would bother us if we think bad things.
Yeah.
And so silence is not to talk, but it's so many other things.
Yeah, and also, you know, once I was thinking, you know, I am also, you know, so much, you know, in home.
Yes. Who is in the bathroom? You know, that outside Tata small bathrooms. They used to, then we had to not answer, it's me. You know, the first few days, and we had to clap. Then you know, that's one of those four, because it was Manzari, Nadine Tolstoy, Carmen, Marcy, and myself. Mm-hmm. Those four. But I found it more difficult for those who were not allowed to read anything. Because you see, now if I walk like this in the street without wanting to, I read. Or if something lies on the table, I would read. So I found that not reading was harder than not. But you know, a very, very of course, it's funny. You know, Nadine was very even more energetic than I was, and all exuberant. You know, like a Russian temper. But I liked her very much, and she really loved Baba, you know, and she had, Baba was quite strict to her. And, you know, so when I was ill, she had to walk those Mirabad steps in the middle of the heat and come and nurse me. And then when once I cried, when you don't feel it, Baba said, you must never let Irene cry. Of course, I then thought also, I should not cry. I should control my cry. But Baba didn't say it to me because I was ill. But then, when we kept silence first, you know, in India, it's something now funny, but it's in India we had those toilet paper. It looked like airmail letters, small airmail letters. You know them in boxes. And so first Nadine used, because when she wanted to say something, she used to write full pages, you know. But then Baba said, this is not keeping silence. So he stopped. He said, you can write only if it's important for your work. And if you can't manage. And then you see, but we learned this deaf and dumb alphabet because, you know, when I was showing the girls, also this, those three girls, I think one of them had died, you know, those three fatties on the hill, they are still there now, two of them, I think.
Oh, yeah,
the,
Meru died.
Yes, and the mother, but the mother
died.
Is also. Mm-hmm. So they are only.
Father, mother, and older daughter,
yes,
she died.
Yes.
And Najal and Gulu.
Yes. Died. Well, those, and you see, they were not so clever. So yeah, I had to teach them. Things, but they had fair skin, and their mother had also fair skin. I think that's why probably that is in India they Parsi think that's wonderful, but that doesn't matter. They didn't they thought it funny when we used to like to go in the sun and get brown. No, but then Nadine used to write all these things, and Baba stopped that, you know, because I mean, after all, if something very necessary, yes, but not other things. And you know, I didn't know. I used to talk in my sleep. And then the others used to tease me. You should keep silence, but you talk in your sleep. But then Baba said, don't worry, that is not your control. Mm-hmm. That's not my control if I sleep, if I talk in the sleep.
Yeah.
I don't do it purposely. Mm-hmm. And but you know, there are so funny things. And then once we were in Jabalpur, I think Margaret wrote also something in her book. Then Margaret Krask, you know, she was always having her bed full of stuff. I don't know how she could lie on her floor with all, you know, her books and her writing things, her comb and her, everything was in her small bed on that floor, on that mattress, you know, the bedding roll thing. And Nadine and I were in the same room. And you see sometimes when she was between us doing this deaf and dumb alphabet, and you know, then we used to tell her something, she should tell the other. And sometimes when, you know, when you got excited, and she didn't know what to do. And you know, I was very, very naughty when Nadine wanted to tell me something, because I was so much younger, you know, to take me off or tell me. She used to come like this, and I was so naughty, I just turned my head so I couldn't see it. But I thought, you see, we should not, we should even avoid to come with this deaf and dumb alphabet unless it is very necessary. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we should keep the silence.
Yeah.
But and then a very nice experience was also in Jaipur. You know, sometimes we had small servants coming in from outside, and they used to do some, you know, bringing water or cleaning the floor or something. And so there was a nice little girl, a Rajput girl, and she used to feel so sorry that I couldn't talk. You see, I couldn't tell her that I could talk, but I'm not to talk. How would she understand? And then she said she knows good herbs, and she brought me tea. And then I took that tea. It was nice herbs, but then she was so disappointed I couldn't talk after I had drank her tea. But of course she didn't know I was keeping silence because of Baba. And you see, we were not to explain. So, I mean, I could have told Margaret to explain, but then sometimes Baba said not to explain to anything to other people. But one thing which was very difficult when we traveled, you know, not by moving around, not to touch any man. I mean, not, you see, you know, the crowds on the Indian stations and on these junctions when we had to move, or sometimes then we have to see that nobody even comes, brushes us like this, you know, we're just passing by. And that was very difficult. But then Baba said, if you only mustn't do it purposely, but if by accident happens, it's not your fault. But you know, small things like this. But I tell you, if you keep strict rules now without Baba, it's much more difficult. Then you see, you had Baba to love. And so all these things didn't seem difficult at all.
Yeah. that's true.
You can sleep on the floor, and you know when Helen was ill in that hospital in Bhopal, I was there. But after she went to Jabalpur, and we had a nice room for her. But then again, she immediately fell ill again, and we had to put her in the Jabalpur hospital. So then we took turns to stay. I think it was Norina, myself. I don't know. Nadine didn't go because Nadine and Helen didn't go on well. So I think Baba didn't send her, and he and I. So I used to always have night duty. And you know those Indian folding beds? You have wooden camping beds, not this modern metal like we have now. And you know they collapse all the time if they are a little bit funny. So they every night I went, and you see it had some steps and then gallery outside, and her room had doors to both sides. So, but at night all these animals came in, you know, frogs and cockroaches, those big ones, and mice and everything. We used to walk in and out if you leave the doors open. But for her to have it to be cool, you know, and she had colitis, that disease, and that's very bad. And then afterwards, I used to sleep on that camping bed, but you know, every night it collapsed. Afterwards, I slept on the ground, and I had a small mattress on it, but I felt all the, you know, these rods. But you see, it collapsed, and every morning we repaired it, and at night it got, and when I put the sheet over my head, but still, all these creeping animals came over me all the time, every night. Oh. But you see, it didn't, strange, it doesn't matter. It's not, all this is not important, it seems.
Yeah.
But the things I wrote down once. But you know, I had more things, but somehow, I don't know, some of the things just disappeared. Really? I don't know. So if somebody took it with them or not, I don't know. But anyhow, well, I can't help it. No, but I tell you, also, it was funny when I came back. I had to order from the boat. I traveled. Yes, also, when Baba said I was to leave, Donkin was to go with me to Bombay, because, you know, at that time you could only leave by compassionate grounds or education or something, or replacement of government or something. You couldn't just go and board a boat or anything. And I could have gone with the airplane, but those planes were booked for so long, it would have taken me longer to get home because I would have to wait so long. Baba wanted me to leave most probably by a certain time. And then, and you know, also, it's strange, Baba always tells people when they went to stay in Bombay with followers, with another Chanchi family or somebody, but Baba told me not to connect any of his disciples and to stay in the hotel. And I felt, I had an idea that I had sort of, I mean, Baba doesn't need us for it, but I think that I had to sort of make a cable from India to Switzerland. Because I wasn't to meet, because usually we have to be economize and everything. Baba said, you stay in the hotel. And you know, I didn't find any hotel, so I had to stay in the Taj Mahal for the last 3 weeks before I left. But then I took a room for three people, because and only one night once a lady was, because that was cheaper. And never anybody, only once one lady came. Otherwise, nobody ever came. I always had the room for myself, but I didn't have to pay so much. You see, because I would have had to share it with others if they had no space. And then when we went first, we stayed at the Greens Hotel, Donkin and I, because this is a dependence of the Taj Mahal. But we also didn't get any room. It was all full up. And then Donkin had to go because he had lots of connections as being a major in the army and also private connections. So he went to the government and they had said he has to go and get everything in Delhi. So he, being also a pilot, he went to the military airport and there he took a private plane from the airport and he was allowed free of charge to fly to Delhi with that because he was a major. Wow. So he flew to Delhi and had all done and I waited in Bombay for him. And he came back and he had all signatures. He had in almost in few 3 or 4 days we had adjusted everything. And you see, we were lucky. We could give a good reason. My sister had cabled to my mother that her husband is lost. And now what will she do with her children and everything? But then I could say, now we have to look after these children. And at that time, we still saw it were five, but one had been killed just after the war by children playing with things lying around, and the bomb exploded and got hit his stomach, and there was no doctor, and he was bled to death, an 11-year boy. And then I had those children. I had to take those children, my mother, because my father had died long before. So we should, this is compassionate ground. I should go home to take care of this family. And of course, my others, is the others could have, but they were all married. So it's if you are alone, you can better look after people if those who are married and have their own obligations. But it was just that time we got that letter and we could just use that, you know, for a ground. And then, you know, and Donkey and I, we were so happy to have settled everything, and we went to the cinema. Mm-hmm. Because we thought, with Baba also, we used to go to the Amanagar cinema. And then we went home and we came, and Baba said, all right, he was embracing and smiling and everything. And then Baba said, and what did you do else? And then I said, well, I don't know. I don't think we did anything. But didn't you go to the cinema? And then I said, yes, we did. We went to the cinema. Said, as soon as you are on the loose, you go. You know, others can't go to the cinema. And even if you're a few days in Bombay, you shouldn't go and take liberties which others have not. And you see, because we were so happy, so you see sometimes when you are in the ashram and everything's so strict, I honestly say you feel happy to be a little bit free and to walk around and do as you like. I mean, it's natural. But afterwards we felt so bad and spoiled the whole thing. See? But you see, that is, you shouldn't do things which you feel, even if you're not with Baba, which you feel are not right.
Yeah.
But one thing we did, we didn't tell, but of course that Baba wouldn't have money, because Donkin, being a major, he had to travel first class. And you see, we always were mostly, either I was very ill, then I had to travel with somebody in the first class, and all the others were in the tourist class, because I was ill on these tours sometimes. But then Donkin said, look here, only don't go and tell it in the ashram. If Baba asks you, tell, but don't tell the others. But I mean, now it doesn't matter. So he listed himself as Major Donkin and his wife. So I traveled to Bombay as Major Mrs. Donkin. And I had to see that I had no tags on my luggage, you know. And of course, but it was only for the ticket, because he said, I can take you free. You see, I am allowed to pay less than tourist class. So, I mean, it's little funny stories, but we thought, well, that, but the Baba didn't ask us for that. So, he didn't say, I think he wouldn't have minded. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we were all in Baba's family. So, I thought, but you know, there are sometimes little things which are funny sometimes still. And then, I went back again, and then they said, said I should come to Bombay and wait right there, the American Express. Because if I'm not there, if suddenly somebody dies or can't leave, then I should be in within 12 hours or so, I should be ready, you know, for the boat. And at that time, it was very bad to travel. Because you had no luxury. You had on the most of the boats, does it ride? Yeah. Because some of them don't ride anymore. And you know, they have luxuries. They have no luxuries. All women in eight per people berth, and no deck chair, and always this life saving, because all the sea was still full of mines, and we couldn't anyhow travel to the European to the Mediterranean Mediterranean ports, because they were all still damaged. We had to go via Gibraltar, and then to England, to Plymouth, and then to London with the boat train, and then I had to go from there to Switzerland. Well, anyhow, up to that. Now, suddenly they said after 3 weeks, they said there is a boat going, but it's only first class, and it was a boat, a cargo boat with about 220 people, and only first class. But they said it were cabins for two, but it was only first class. So I came to a lady who was from Jersey Island, and she was the wife of a veteran who had died in India. And otherwise, it was all governors who returned, or important people. They had specially renovated the whole house, the whole boat, for these important people to travel. And so somebody couldn't go, so I was on that boat. So I had all the luxury after the ashram. I had all the luxury on the boat. And then, because you see, they had, in East, it's always difficult for Europeans to find wives, because you know, there was officers and all these people. So as I was young, and I mean, I didn't have a title or anything, so I was put on the captain's table first, you know, the first serving. The second serving, they put the others, and what I was so angry then, you see, I was so sad of leaving India, and these English people, they seemed to me like pink pigs, you know. I felt so at home in India that I felt strange with these Europeans. And then on how nasty it was at that time, because at that time it wasn't Republic. So they put on the second serving, they put this man I told you about, this Mr. Patel, and although he was out of the British Empire, but because he was an Indian, he was put on the second serving. And then, imagine, his wife was with the children in the cabin, and a Parsi gentleman and the Muslim Afghan were in one thing. Now imagine how little understanding they had to put a Hindu, a Parsi, and a Muslim in one cabin. I mean, that shows how little they have been in India and knew everything, but they didn't understand that this doesn't almost doesn't go together. But of course, they were intelligent people, so it worked. And then I, to the anger of those, I saw this lady knitting the way you see in English, they knit like this and we knit like this. So I thought she must be German or something because English also knit like this. So then I took, because she was shy, I took her, and those children are so sweet, those two, the boy and the girl. And then I talked to her and then I said to the captain that I want to be at the second serving, and you know, the English people were so angry on me, but I thought I have nothing to do with them, and I prefer to be with my friends. That it reminds me something of still of India, and those two little children that they didn't look much like the mother; they looked more like their father. So I was happier to be, and they were angry on me because they thought, why should I go? I have this honor to be on the first service, but what does it mean to me? It doesn't mean anything, and I prefer to be with my friends. And you know, the strange part was we are friends till 46, till last year my friend died, but her husband's still alive. But, and you know, when Baba left his body, they were so excited in London that they forgot to tell us. Delia immediately rushed off to India, and nobody informed us that Baba had passed away. And then they had written to me, but it was till we got the letter, it was 1 week later. Because they read it in the paper, and then immediately they I don't know even if they sent again, but it took a few days to get to the paper. And then it was them who informed me. And you see, they were not Baba lovers, but he respected Baba. As, you know, being a Hindu, he couldn't do else. He respected Baba, but he wasn't following. He wasn't a follower. But he was the one who informed, they informed me afterwards, immediately from India.
Sina, did you take this?
No, Hedy took this. Many of the pictures Hedy had taken. This is Banu Masi. This is Gaima's sister.
Oh, Banu Masi?
Yes.
She used to look like this?
Yes. Well, she must be very old now.
Now she is old, yeah.
Yes.
I know her.
You see here, I had this smaller, and then I had a reproduction made for, I wanted to have a reproduction made for.
This is you?
I had a reproduction made for Phyllis Frederick. And then when I wanted to have the reproduction made, this Hermes Reit. Oh, yes. And you see there is a photo also. Excuse me. Is it here somewhere? No. This is, there's also a funny story about Sarosh and Mirji, which I've written. This was also there. No, I think my mother comes later. She's there. Yes, here it is. I had it. You see, I had to take it out to copy. This is Mani, Meru, Mera. Wait a minute. This is Gawer. This is my mother, and this is Hedy Mertens. This was in this Maloya Pass. And this is Delia. Hedy had a small car like this. I had no car at that time. And this is Charmian. And this was on the way from the scene to Simplon Pass, you know. And did you hear the story what happened when we were in Geneva? You see here.
These are beautiful.
Yes, they are in the car going from the scene to France, to Geneva. And afterwards, when we had, oh, I think I have to go further. When we left, you know, Donkey came to my, stay with a week in my house, in my home, with my mother. And he went, so which one you, I think this is good, you better take this.
Okay.
And here, you know, Baba is learning to walk.
Yeah.
Anyhow, now I go and look ahead to the kitchen. And then if there is anything you like, this is in Ken, your Villa Caldana. I think it's written here. Only I took it out to have it copied. You see, I had those, I had no negative. I had to, this is the one I take.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And this was on a picnic. This is Norina. This is Rano. Anyhow, now I think Amazon, otherwise you won't get lunch. And if,
well, in India, Margaret wrote that you used to get those like cataclysmic attacks.
Yes.
You were like, you couldn't move.
Yes, but that was a tetany.
But like, you knew what was going on.
Yes, I heard everything.
Yeah, but you just couldn't move.
I couldn't move. I was stiff and cold. And Kitty used to massage my feet and sprain my tendons here, you know. She used to, and then, you know, she used to put brandy around my mouth and over and here and everywhere, brandy. And that time I would have preferred to drink that brandy.
But Baba used to come and look at you also.
Oh, yes, always. And Nilo had to come and give me injections all the time. Then, but you see, this, it was... That Margaret, you see, also Margaret, I'm not angry with her, but she only wrote half. This was the, this all came from that black water fever and from the malaria. This was the result from that.
No, it wasn't that you suffered from childhood.
No, no, never. So you see, they write
that's
things.
That's the impression people have.
Yes, but that's not the fact. Yeah. I never had anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was even not that. Only after the, you get this, doctor who knows of topical disease says, this is the result, you get it when you
drink water.
No, you get it when you have this very bad malaria and this black water fever. It attacks the nerves, your nervous system, and then this is the reaction of it. It's really, what she said, it's really a tetany. It's like, you know, like if you get some poison, you get all stiff and then you die. But I got this attack of being stiff. But this was all due because the nerves...
But it happened more than once. It happened several times.
Oh, many times.
Yeah. But like still, she said, they would be on a train station. All of a sudden, Irene would.
Oh yes, that was funny on that one train station in Lonavla.
So crowded train station, and everything. You're moving, all of a sudden, she's like this and that.
Yes, but you know, it happened. You know, that was Baba who made me feel that way, because you know, we were getting down at Lonavla. This is between, you know, in the Deccan High Plateau, and between Pune and Bombay. And they had such a lot of luggage. We had rented a house there from an English lady. And they had such a lot of luggage, and the train that bombed, the Deccan Queen only stopped for 2 hours. I know, for 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. And they couldn't have got their luggage out, so Baba made me faint so that they could bring out the luggage. And then Nilo told them that she will have a heart attack if we move her before half an hour. So I had to first remain in the train after the injection. But you see, I think this was not normal. This is Baba's trick to have all the luggage out.
It's curious.
Mm. You can, you see, one has to be careful. I must tell this, except very near Baba close friends, because otherwise they think, what's this? But also, this happened also in Rishikesh. He let me lie on the sun on the boat, and usually I was always moved quickly. And, you know, I think in Switzerland I could never have such a... looking after us, I had there, really wonderful. Also in the hospitals, it was, I mean, it was such care, you know. But then I was lined up, but then it was because then somebody came to see, and then that one after, I think, became a follower of Baba because he was attracted. What is this girl being almost dying or still on the boat? And so this waiting, this connection was made. So you see, Baba uses all things.
Yeah.
And Margaret thought, why does he lie her, lets her lying in the sun? But that was not, that was all right. Because if Baba does something, you everything's all right. Some funny things happened. But you know, Margaret was very kind to me. But also, before Margaret, Nadine was very kind. And also something which is not quite correct in Margaret's book, you see, she came later after we had been in Amin. And before, I used, after the hospital, first I worked in the hospital. And then I looked after the animals. And then when I was ill, when Margaret came, then she looked after the animals. But afterwards, she wasn't over at the time, because after when she had that dog bite, you know, from this rabies or what it's called, then she wasn't able to look after animals. And I know that because that Moti was really attached to me, only when I was sick. But she doesn't, of course, you see, I won't write to her and correct that, because she did look. And in the in these rules from 40, Baba said she was to look after animals, because at that time I was ill.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, actually, I had all the animals in charge, except when I was ill, and then Margaret. But you know, now she's 88, why should I go and tell her? It's not important.
Yeah,
and I when I write, when I write my book, I say I was looking after animals, and when I was ill, Margaret used to look after. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I, you see, I'm not going to sort of, you know.
No, I know. It's
not important.
But
because
Mara always tells people that you looked after the animals.
Yes.
I never knew Margaret.
Yes. But she, for a short time, she did. Mm-hmm. But you see, sometimes when you are old, that's why I also want to hurry to write the book, because I get all stale and strange in the head.
No,
there is nothing more.
I'm feeling so full, though.
Really?
Yeah. I had a lot of cheese for breakfast, you see.
Oh. But Gisela said you would eat very little.
Well, I think my appetite is a little bit less now.
Mm. Maybe you also don't get the food.